Hello.
Hello, we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you that we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. And to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
80.
Thank you so much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. How do you consider yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
I am, yes.
Thanks. There was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote on that election?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely.
No, I'm going to vote, but it's confidential, though.
I understand. Thank you so much. In your opinion,
you're welcome.
What is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Well, of course it's the economy. There's no doubt.
Okay, the economy, you said?
Well, of course.
Okay, thank you.
People can't live on bread alone. They have to have substance. And he gives us nothing.
Okay, thank you. Let me add that down. Can you please let me know when you decided that you were definitely going to vote in this past year's election?
No, I told you that's confidential.
Yeah, but you decided to vote on election day a few days before the election.
Yes, I will. I will.
I know. I mean,
before,
for the ones
yeah.
that, I mean, for
before,
the ones
before,
that already
yeah.
have. Okay, like a few weeks before or a month before.
It doesn't matter. Whenever I have time to vote, either a month or a week or a day.
Okay, in just a few words, if you have to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in these elections in Ohio?
For the wealth of the people. They're hurting. Everybody's hurting. They should know that.
Okay. I'm adding that. So here's a summary of one issue of this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue.
That's confidential. I can't tell you that. It's confidential. I won't do that.
Okay, let me just read to you what is the summary of the issue that they are providing. It says that provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatments, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how do you vote on issue number one?
You know, I don't care for abortion. I will not vote for it. Each woman has their own choice. And if she chooses that, then that's her choice.
Okay, let me add that. Well, I'm going to read you some different ways that people may have heard about the elections this year. Please tell me whether you experienced this since in this election cycle. Do you hear about the elections through English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, and Spanish language radio ads, English language only digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish language only digital ads and videos, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community groups.
I take all in consideration. I evaluate everything. Whatever it says, what they want to say, I take that as an evaluation.
So we could hear about the elections from all of the samples.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? The ones for friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers, or others?
Other. I choose life. Nobody should tell anybody what to do with their life or for their child. If they have problems, let them solve it. But not to get rid of a child because they can't afford it. And that's what our problem is right now. We can't afford these people abandoning their offspring.
Okay.
Abortion.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No, just knowledge. Knowledge alone and belief in religion and life means so much to life. Enjoy it.
Okay, I understand. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on the issue number one?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, may I know the reason why?
I take everything into reasoning, and then I'll make my decision. But I respect my, and I hope you do too, my evaluations and my choice.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry, but we are not able to discuss that since it shouldn't be to avoid that can be considered as being influenced on the
response. So you can ask me. You can ask me, but I can't ask you.
Oh, because the survey is about your opinion, not mine. And
okay.
They can consider it like if I might be influenced your responses.
Yeah.
That's why I cannot say it.
I respect your decision. You should respect mine, too.
Okay. Thank you so much for helping us with it. We almost finished. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
Well, I will vote. But when time comes, I'll evaluate everything that I have to put in my decisions.
I understand. They are actually asking if at any point you change your mind during the campaign, if you were going to vote or not on the past elections.
I will vote, but it's confidential. I can't tell you who or what or when or.
Okay, so we can say that you didn't change your mind during the campaign. You always knew you were going to vote.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
may I know the reason why?
No.
Okay.
It's confidential. That's what I told you before, and I'm going to stick to that. I don't tell nobody what I'm going to do and why I'm doing it.
No worries. I'm adding that.
Okay.
Now,
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio after one. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban to get the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I think they're convincing, but it's up to the enforcement to start bearing down on these people that do this stuff. You know, these girls, they're innocent, and to have a man overcome them is wrong. If they get pregnant by that, there should be something done about it. And that's your choice not to have the child or the child. What happened to you if that happened to you? Would you go ahead and have the child?
Okay,
of course not.
I understand your point.
Of course not.
Well, I'm going to add that. Now, the next one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors or faith in our family, and the last thing that we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue number one is very important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing. It's very true. It's very true. It's up to the individual.
Okay.
Government
now,
should have no say so in what's going on, and they do it too much. They do it too much in every aspect, not only in birth. They do it in pills and vaccines. They shouldn't do that. So I vote no.
Okay. Now, then just to confirm, you said that it's not convincing at all, very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing, very, okay, very,
very
convincing,
convincing,
yeah.
Now, the next one is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortion and late-term abortions, but if issue number one, in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Okay. Now, legal experts says issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons. Not just to protect the life of the mother, many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but we're glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I find it convincing in a way, because these girls that are getting pregnant shouldn't be pregnant, because it's up to the man and both of them. If a woman gets pregnant, she knows what she's doing, and a man doesn't care what he's doing. He just wants to have a good time and leave them alone. It's never up to the courts to decide whose child is it. And if the girl doesn't want to have the child, she won't have
it. Okay. So we can say that you have it very convincing, somewhat
convincing.
Convincing,
yeah.
And
last question, because I have to go.
Oh, we're almost about to finish. Give me just a couple of 4 minutes.
Well, last question. One more question, and I got to go.
This is still of the same question. I'm going to try to do it as fast as I can. The next argument is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online, you for a divorce, but just to change her sex or get an abortion, you have some rights to help her get through this, but activists want you to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I would say convincing. Yeah. I've never been through that, so I you know, it's a hard question.
Okay. Well, we're
I'm talking about when you're asking me about other people. I say no.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean.
Okay, can you
last question, because I got to go. I gotta go.
Tell me which party mostly carries your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights. Do you could say the Democrats, Republicans, or you have no answer for that?
No.
Okay. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
Economy.
Okay.
People are suffering, and if people don't understand that, then there's something wrong with it. I understand what you're asking, but if people don't understand what's going on in the country, look at the polls and see who wants the economy better. It's not. And who's running the country? It's not.
Okay. But, I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Now, can you please let me, if you have to choose with which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? You will
no, I can't answer that. I can't
economic.
Answer that. No. No. I have to look at everything, all the aspects before I vote. And it's too early to speculate.
But, like, for example, you will think that it's more important for you to decide in, based on the economic issue and inflation, abortion, or in reproductive freedom, or protecting the democracy in the United States.
Well, I don't know. That, all the above. All the above. Yeah, they're all important.
Will the issue of the abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for your personality and determining
how? Not really, no.
Okay.
No, not really. No.
And I know that it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote, or are you currently undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. And still, I know it's still a long way off.
I don't care that much for Sherrod Brown. I really don't, because he hasn't done that much. Okay.
Got it. Now,
and that's still, about it for me.
So I know that this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for presidents were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as a Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently on the side?
Currently on this side, but I'm leaning one way or another. A person who has done the most for our America, you figure it out. What has our two presidents done for America? And figure it out yourself. Anybody can see it. Anybody can see it.
Okay. May I know the reason of why you're on this side in this one?
Well, it's obvious. It's obvious. You know, I mean, I have my reasons. I can't give it to you now. You know, at the time, or the complete knowledge. But I know what's going on in the country, and everybody sees it. And the polls show it, and you know it.
Let me write that down. Just a couple of more questions and we're finished with the interview.
Okay. Two more, and that's it.
In what country were you born?
Here in the United States.
Okay, thank you. In what country were your parents and grandparents born also?
My mother was Czechoslovakian, and my father was from Mexico.
Okay, let me ask that. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Some other party.
Okay. May I have, like, an example of that?
No. We're through. You asked me the two questions, and I agreed to answer them.
Okay. The last one, and we're done. I think that this is the last one. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000?
It's right in the 50 range.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you so much. That was all. I really appreciate that you took the time to stay in this complete survey with me, and I highly appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. As I mentioned, well, that will be all, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your evening. It's been nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.